Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro Croak kid, hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Strokes, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yeah, and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, you know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
ATAZP Live with your host TAZ. That was my cousin Jay Bug on the rip of the intro. I have in here Carl T. Smith, the smooth one, as a co-host. Introduce yourself, Cat, and the next caller on the line, I will go to you directly.
Yeah, hey, what's up? We on ATAZP. Definitely, definitely. I'm hanging out with the Taz man himself. Gita. Yeah.
I got on the line, area code 626. Introduce yourself. 626.
Oh, hey, it's Kevin.
Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you, Kevin. Your cell phone is real low.
Can you hear me any better now?
Nah, not really. Am I right, CT?
Yeah, it's very low.
Yeah, it's very low. I guess reconnect. Just call back. Reconnect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Kevin Sandbloom. Bad dude. I got to tell him in front of him, but I want to tell him right now. He's a bad man. I met the cat at a hip-hop club. It was a hip-hop church. It wasn't no club. It was a church, like on a Wednesday night. He's back in. Wait a minute. Hope there's a better connection. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
Dog, you still low, man. We can barely hear you. You don't think it's your volume on your phone?
Is it better?
Yeah, that's better right there. Yeah, that's better right there. Kevin Sandbloom, I was getting ready to tell it while you were calling back to CT me. Carl T. Smith, he's a singer as well, performer, producer.
Okay.
He got a radio show as well. This is Kevin Sandbloom.
Hey, Kevin,
what's
how
up?
Are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Man, I was telling CT how I met you at that hip-hop church. I always go through this. This is about the second or third time you've been on the show. I think it's second, maybe third.
Yeah.
I'm old. I forget in about 5 minutes. But I'm telling you, I met you at that hip-hop church, which really I thought wasn't a church. And it was the day Donna Summer had passed away. Chuck Brown had died. Like before, a couple of days before, and they were playing Chuck Brown and Donna Summer in there before you started to perform. And I asked my wife, is this really a church? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, I'm like shaking my head, getting a little happy because they playing some Chuck Brown, you know. And I'm like, yeah. And then I had to catch myself. I'm in the church. Now, Kevin got on the stage, white dude in front of all these black folks, right? And I heard the crowd, like, what are you going to do? Man, Kevin made a beat and started singing to his CT. Man, it was all over then. I forgot I was in church once again, listening to his music, really.
Good. Sounds good.
So, Kevin, tell everybody exactly what you do, bro.
I'm basically a singer-songwriter out of Los Angeles. You know, I put out a lot of records, and, you know, until about a year ago, I was traveling, like, time, basically touring full-time, taking a little bit of a break from the touring schedule right now. I got a little daughter, and so kind of trying to stick close to home a little bit, but I'm still playing, you know, playing gigs, et cetera, traveling here and there. But, yeah, man, I'm just cranking out some music right now. Like, put out a record a couple months ago. Writing another one right now. Recording another one right now. So, trying to see if I can get records out this year. That's my goal.
I went to your website, and I've seen, like, 10 projects on there. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dude crank out a lot of music like I do. CT, I mean, he got 10 projects on there. This is a bad cat. He plays, he's a guitarist too. You do a lot of producing on your albums as well, am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, most of my albums are self-produced. I bring in a couple people here and there, and I've done a couple records with some other people, but yeah, mainly I do my own stuff. That's just, I don't know, it's what works for me.
I'm a big fan because every time I hear something from you, I'm loving it. I love the writing. I love the actual performance and the music as well to keep my head bobbing. The song I want to play first, I think it's the title of, I guess, is this the latest CD, Formidable?
Yes, A Formidable Opponent.
Yeah. Well, explain that before I rip it so CT can hear it, so he'll be like on the bandwagon along with me.
Well, actually, this last record is just me and a guitar. Like I wrote a bunch of songs, and I don't know. I just felt like they all were just good songs on the guitar, so. It was a project where I just kind of forced myself to not produce the record. Like, I just turned on some mics and just, you know, tried to give it, like, just a really raw, you know, presentation of these songs, kind of, you know, make it emotional or whatever. So that's what this record is about. It's all just me and a guitar. And A Formidable Opponent is about a relationship. I don't know, if you've ever been in a relationship where you feel like you're in the ring sparring more than you are, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is formidable.
That's kind of
go on, Kevin. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, that's that was the inspiration for the song. Most of my songs are just real life kind of happenings. You know, I'm generally trying to work through some therapy in my music, whatever, you know, work through some
right
situations. So that's what this song is. It's kind of a, putting out what I was feeling out there. So that's it.
Formidable Opponent. Kevin Sandblom.
right here waiting on your baby back. And all I ever did was worship that tall. Yes, I walked in my truth. Then I walked away scratching my head. What did I do to deserve this wrath? Take it back, just go forward and lie, yeah. Say, don't you ever get enough, no, but you're a formidable opponent, no. Say, don't you ever get along, no, you're not much of a partner, no, hiding behind this facade is confusion. The whole thing was a story you lived until you changed the characters, your character. Who are you now? What was I to you? Whatever become, your love was worth the price I had to pay. Oh, with a pain, high pain, high pain. Oh, I'm still paying. Formidable opponent, no, sis, don't you ever get along, no, yeah, you're not much of a support.
Kevin, and I was praying for you, bro. Praying
Thanks.
For you know you be uplifted, and I'm glad I'm talking to you now. Sound like you came out on the better side of
it. Yeah, I feel like it. I feel that's true. Kind of every day, you know, just getting a little bit better. So
yeah,
feeling a little freer.
Yeah,
like a minute.
And it inspired. I guess it inspired that track, cause we're all songwriters in here. We're all songwriters in here, and things that you go through on the day to day is what we sing about and how we feel. So, and like you said, it's therapeutic to sing it through your music.
Absolutely, I feel like you know the best way to get it out in a way because you know. I mean, you can talk about it. You can only talk about it so much or think about it. You know?
Right.
Like, if you put it in music, like, you know, it kind of it takes it out of you and, you know, puts it somewhere else. You know, you could always access it in the song, but, you know, you don't have to have it inside you.
Right.
So, yeah.
Kevin Sandbloom has been touring nationally since 2005. Some of his credits include opening for Anthony Hamilton, Gil Scott-Heron. When I read that, dog, I had to go back. I'm like, I remember Gil when I was little, and I know I'm older than Kevin. So it was almost at the end. Am I correct?
I opened for him. It was like the year that he died, like right before he died.
Right.
So
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is you know, I don't even know how it happened. Actually, it's just a friend of mine, you know, was putting on a show and he had Gil Scott headlining, and he had me. You know, he asked me if I would open up, and I was like, absolutely. So, you know, it was a serious honor. I mean, Gil Scott, I've been listening to Gil Scott since I was a kid and I grew up, you know, and, you know, all the musicians that I grew up with, we all, you know, Gil Scott was at the top of the pedestal, you know? So, definitely a serious,
cool.
A hero of mine, you know?
That's cool. You got to meet him before he passed away.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I did. And, he put on such a great show that night, too. It was like, I mean, I was just trying to play and just get off the stage so I could watch the play. So.
Right. For real.
Yeah.
PT, you got any questions for Kevin Sandbloom? Musical questions, anything that comes to mind?
How early did you know that you had this talent of yours?
It was a little accidental. A friend of mine knew how to play guitar. He taught me to play a couple of chords on guitar. And then I just sat in my room just like playing guitar for a couple months and started like writing songs. I was in a band playing guitar, and the band fell apart, and we ended up making another band, and I just became the lead singer because I was the only one that was writing songs. And we started, you know, we were playing around town, my hometown where we grew up, and, you know, people really responded to what we were doing. They responded to my songwriting, to my singing, and so I was like, you know, I didn't really know that I had anything until, you know, that time when I was like running my own band and people were really like responding very, very positively. And I was like, oh, I guess I should keep doing this, you know, or whatever. I people like this, you know, I'm not hurting anybody by doing this, you know, this is good. So, you know, that was it. That was kind of the start. You know, but I spent a long time kind of figuring out how to write songs, you know. I spent, years just writing and writing and writing and writing and trying to make what I, you know, kind of perfect my craft. And now it just kind of happens, you know. I've been doing it for such a long time that I, you know.
Right.
I sit down and write, like, 3 or 4 songs a day, like literally I can't, you know, because it's something I've been doing like, you know, over and over and over again. Which is great. You know, it's something that I can't really turn off, now. And, you know, and it supplies, you know, kind of supplies me with like emotional, motivation, you know, gives me a reason to kind of keep on going forward, you know, in life. Because I don't know what I would do if I didn't have music. Like, I don't know where I would be. I have no idea.
Right. A lot of us.
The thing that I do, you know, yeah, you know, you got to have that inspiration in your life.
And the more you write, the better you become. I try to be a perfectionist, and if I get too picky, I would never put nothing out. I mean, I'd just be like, no, this ain't right. I got to get it right. And I don't want to be like that. I just want to put it out, release it, like you say, and then start on something else new so I can do better the next time. And I always told myself, when I wrote anything or anything that I did, the next one will be better than that one. And you build upon it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best way to learn, you know, really. It's like, I mean, yeah, you can, I used to do the same thing. I used to spend months and even years writing one song, trying to make it as perfect as possible. And now, you know, now I realize, you know, I mean, there's something to be found in that, but I think it's pretty stifling. You can get really, like, trapped in that. And I've seen people do that with records, like, you know, try to record a record for, you know, 5 years or 6 years, you know. By the time, you know, and then 6 years later, they're like, well, this record isn't anything that I want to put out now because I had something totally different in mind 6 years ago. And, you know, now things have changed, styles have changed, music has changed. You know, so you kind of have to just, you know, go with the flow, go in the moment.
Right.
You know,
right.
Put it out there and then just, you know, do better the next time. Do better with the next one.
The song We Remain, We Return. I like I've told everybody, I never listened to these songs when people sent it to me until I played on the radio show. We Remain,
okay.
We Return. That's a cool name. So I just wondered what that song is about.
That's about life and learning, you know. We, you know, how people kind of return to the same patterns over and over again. You know, we remain, as much as we try to change, we remain the same, you know. A lot of things are very ingrained and very, you know, a lot of our behavior that we learn in childhood or, you know, when we were very little, it's very, very hard to, you know, and even as human beings as a whole, right? You know, the human population, like, we have this cultural programming, right, that we, it's very hard to break out of.
Right.
So we end up kind of trying to learn to be better beings, you know, but we, at the end of the day, we're all kind of the same. We all kind of end up in the same place, and, you know, it's probably good to recognize, you know, that challenge, that struggle that we all go through. It's, you know, the same for everybody. That's very broad. That's a very broad description of this song, but that's kind of what it is.
Peace, my love, unto your path. I was much too late to save the day. My white horse was a mule, still happy to carry you. I've been doing it coast to coast, and every turn in between my love and me. Yeah. You don't have to say, let them tell it. When everybody knows your heart. Oh, indulge yourself, lest you wither there. I'm a pusherman, full of a pusherman. No, I won't demur. Taste this while you can. everybody knows your heart. Yeah. Oh, do 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 When everybody knows your heart, hey, knows your heart, hey, knows your heart, knows your heart.
Yeah, we remain, we return, Kevin Sam Bloom. I like that too, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
CT?
Marvelous. I like that. You know, it reminds me, I don't know, got a cross sound, a couple of things, a couple of like Marvin Gaye and Robin Thicke and a couple of other people.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Do you get that a lot, Kevin?
What?
The Robin Thicke reference?
Yeah, people talk about Robin Thicke, sure. And I see the similarity for sure, you know, for sure.
I was wondering. That's all I was wondering. I'm sure somebody had to say that. I want you to give your information out so people can buy the record, check out what you're doing,
yeah,
and how you go on tour all over the earth, and that's with an F. So just go ahead and give us the information.
Everything is at kevinsandbloom.com, right? Sandbloom is spelled sand like beach, bloom like a flower, all one word. You can actually just Google Sam Bloom, and I'll probably be the first thing that comes up. I'm on iTunes. That particular, all my records are on iTunes, Apple Music, Bandcamp, Spotify, all the services.
Right.
Worldwide.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you coming through, sharing the gift,
yeah,
of course, because you know I love your music, man. I'm one of the biggest fans,
yeah,
out there, for real. And continued success, brother. And I'm still praying for you, you know, that you heal fully, man.
Thank you. I really thank you so much.
CT?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Wish you more luck and more success. Well, you don't need luck because you have all the talent and the know-how and stuff like that. So, definitely wish you,
yeah,
well, and stay healthy.
Yeah.
And keep in touch.
Definitely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And I'll suggest y'all be friends too on Facebook. And that way you'll be in touch with them. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Take care, Kevin.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kevin Sam Bloom. 727. I think I know who's on the line, but I got to do it formally. 727. What state's your name?
Hey, this is Blackwell calling out of Florida.
What's up, big dog? What's up, cuz? How you doing?
What's up? Oh, I'm doing good, hanging in there.
Meet Carl T. Smith, singer, songwriter, performer, producer, all them headline names. Showstopper, all them names. Meet Blackwell, CT. We call him CT, but this is Carl T. Smith.
Hey, Blackwell,
okay.
How are you? He gets
hey,
all that
how you
stuff
doing?
Because he's always trying to borrow some money from me. That's all. That's what all that is about.
Yeah, that's funny.
Blackwell ain't never got it either. Ain't never got it, bro.
Yeah, he don't stop trying. I tell you that.
Yeah, persistence is the key.
Yes, it is. Hey, you don't make them forms of hands. Your hands can turn to cups real easy. So they come with
hey, you got that right.
So that's how funny. You been, man? Since the last time I talked to you, so how you been? Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, I got to say, it's been a heck of a ride. First of all, thanks to Brooke Hogan, and that is Hulk Hogan's daughter. Since we did a remix together, she's kind of got the word out about the song we did. I recently just did a remix with Chris Brown and Kid Ink. Got a new single of my own out. I got a brand new commercial out, actually with Lane Bryant. They used my new song in their commercial. And I'm about to do a voiceover for Mitsubishi for their brand new Eclipse vehicle. Hopefully they may give me a car, but I don't know yet.
That's what I'm trying to work this contract to. You need me to negotiate, bro.
Hey, if it gets me a car, shoot, I'll get you one too.
I'll get a hand-me-down. I don't care. For real.
No, things been doing pretty good. This, like I said, being that I'm doing hip hop and it caters to plus size and BBW models, this game changes almost every day. So I've from the last time I talked to you to now, believe it or not, there have been so many changes and so many outlets I had to use instead of what I've been using, just to let younger cats know. And I mean, so far everything is starting to pick up really fast. You got to stay on it because this game changes like every day, every other moment. There's something new. Back when I was talking to you before, you know, I had the Reverb Nation page, hitting YouTube, grinding on there. Now SoundCloud is like the number one source now for your music out there and get it heard. It's the number one thing. And I always kept that as a back burner. And I've had even professional musicians tell me that's the site. So between SoundCloud and YouTube and Spotify and iTunes, those are the four ones. Those are the four that work. So any artists out there looking for some advice, you got to work those four sites. That's what is going on right now. So, now, of course, you know, having your own website.
Yeah, I've always been on SoundCloud, and I've known about SoundCloud for years. And if I don't update nothing else, I always updated my SoundCloud because of the response, the different people you meet. You meet people not just in the United States, but all over the world. You know, everybody's on there. So it's a good mixture on SoundCloud. There's a new one that's out that's called Drobble, Drobble. And I'm on that too. I just got on there last week, and I got over, it might have been about 5 days ago. I got over like maybe 200 plays in 5 days.
Oh.
And then the thing about it is, ain't too many. How can I say it? I'm on the radio. Ain't too many Negroes on there. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Ain't too much black music. So, if you go on there black right now, you hot. just like after Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hot now.
So we gonna have to invade that website.
Yeah. I'll give you the information. But yeah, I just got on it. I got over 200 plays.
Okay, like I said, it's constantly changing. That's a new one, so I'm definitely gonna have to hit that one. Hmm. No question, because like I said, it's for the music that I do, and especially since I'm older and I'm doing I'll do the mix of old and new school. I got to keep up on what's going on. And I mean, some, unfortunately, the hip-hop that's going on now, which I really don't call hip-hop, but unfortunately, there are kids that are vibing to it.
Now, first of all, come on, baby, take it off. Come on, baby, break me off. Then she said she loved the fact that Pitbull's such a dog. It's simple, baby, I ain't picky. Only rule of mine is no hickeys. Remember, lust can get tricky. P to the I, to the C, G to the B, B to the U, double the L. I'm so hot, I'm hotter than hell. Now, baby, turn around for me to put it down. Went from the block to the yacht to the G4 down the DR. Just took a detour, not from Maryland, but when it comes to women, they can always be more. Get it, be more. Tupac, no, but I get around. Baby, not to meet you, I'm Mr. Put It Down. Baby, take it down, baby, baby, take it down.
Singer name is Nadia De Cherry, and her and Pitbull, and she's actually a R&B singer out of South Carolina, and she's she's had her own project coming out. I was helping her with hers, and she wanted to jump onto this one and sing, and I was like, hey, you know, do your thing, and she tore it up.
CT, what do you think about that track?
I think it's hot. That track is definitely hot. I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, I know I asked you last one. You might as well just go on and answer it. You already know what I'm getting ready to ask. Right? about the track I sent you, you know, right? Right, you know.
Oh, yeah. I haven't, believe me, I still got that. That is something me and you were going to discuss because I got an EP I'm working coming in June, and that's one of the tracks that is on it. And I think you're going to like what I did with it. I think you're going to like it. I kind of held off because I wanted to do something a little bit different and lyrical wise, put it that way. And it's got a mix of old school, some new school, and I've been looking for, you know, a vocalist to get on it, and I found one, and I said okay, because I'm a perfectionist. I'm one of those that I will work on a song until I'm the kind of person that I'll be in the studio and I'll be listening to the song and it'll be like, how's the vocals? I say, oh, I don't like that snare. It's too paper thin. I need the more clap. They're looking at me like, say what?
Yeah, really.
I like. I'm one of those that like every fine tune. It goes. You're the only rapper I know that takes every piece and dissect it. And I said, well, if I'm going to put out a product, I'm going to put it out right.
Well, it's a I wonder said, you not... like that beat, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I sent him the beat, CT. It's a wonder he liked that beat. Then, if that's the case,
it was a different feel for me, and I liked it because it took me away. I do a lot of club and a lot of dance, and when your beat just took me, it was one of those things like, oh wait, that's, you know, it was like made me think for a minute. And I say it was more of a challenge because I was like, wait, this is different than what I'm used to doing. And
right.
I like it. It was a good vibe. I was like, okay.
I wanted you to sound different too. That's mainly one of the reasons I gave it to you. I said, I don't know if he's gonna like it anyway, but let me throw it in there and see if he likes it.
Oh no, I definitely want. I'm a more of an open artist. I'll try anything to a degree because I've had some producers send me beats that. We're just like, do you know what type of music I do? but like the Rock the Curves, the producer who has sent me that one, his name is R. Johnson, and he also did the song called Shake It Like It's Nothing. And he told me, he goes, I got another banger for you. I said, it's dance. And I said, okay. So he sent me like 10 of them, and I was listening to them all, and I'm like, okay, none of these were really like hitting. And then the 10th one was Rock Them Curves. And I was like, okay, I got it. But it was good working with him because he researches what I do. So he knows, like,
right,
do a lot of club, a lot of dance, whereas I get a lot of producers to send me stuff. And, I mean, I don't knock them. Their stuff is good. It's just not me. And they're like, oh, this track sounds like Drake. This sounds like Migos. And I'm like, that's not me at all. Not saying that the track's not good for somebody else, but, you know, I'm the club, I'm the R&B, the hip hop, or as they say, the Heavy D and the Boys, the LL back in the day. And I said, I try to mix it in with what's going on now. And since all my music caters to one particular audience, they like that. So that's where I just stick my format to.
Right, right. And like I said, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can rap to opera if it got a drum beat. And I have. Matter of fact,
oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool. That's
if it got a drum beat, I can rock it. It don't
that
matter.
That kind of versatility is that like I said, you have fun with it. It's hip hop. You know, I remember back in the day taking the song from Tears for Fears, the song Shout. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and people like, you made a rap out of that? It had a beat, and it was like a top hit, and I just had fun with it. I said, so, you know, that's what hip-hop's always been about.
Well, to me, music, there's no rules to it.
It's, right, it's, right.
As long as you ain't stealing, There's no rules to it. You can do whatever you need to do to get your expression across. I'm right about that, right, CT?
Oh, exactly.
Definitely, yeah. There's no rules, you know. And all the rules have been broken already, so you
you're right about that.
You ain't doing anything.
I'm ready to call the police on a couple of groups. Quavo.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, I digress. I like some of his stuff, but I don't like it all. I'm going to tell you that right now. The next song I want to play is the New Rules remix. What's the name of the song?
New Rules. It was with the pop singer Dua Lipa. And it was one of those things where I asked her, I said, let me do a remix to it. She goes, oh, go ahead and do it. Let me hear what it sounds like. And she liked it. So I was like, okay. And it came out pretty good. I was it was a shot in the dark, and it had just happened to work. She liked it, and, you know, we put it on YouTube, got a couple of plays from it. So it came out pretty good.
It's the remix.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Forward, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way.
Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself. I do. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Two,
independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter,
and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at dhynezunlimited.net. That is spelled dhynezunlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
With Blackwell and CT, Carl T. Smith on the line. That's my girl, Dhynez. We just communicated today and sent each other some tracks. We getting ready to do something together for once and put this thing down for real, for real. Blackwell, I love that song also.
Thank you.
I like that remix. So when, and this is the biggest question I'm going to ask you. When we gonna do a whole album, bro? A whole CD, a whole project, 10 songs at least. You can't do them like, you know, I drop 18 on a CD. I just dropped 17 in February. I got 18 coming out in July. So I know you can at least give us 10 on one whole project.
Well, you get the 10 checks ready, and I'll get the writing because that's all I need. You get the music, and believe me, I got enough topics to hit on. Trust me, we can do that. I'm down.
What you need to do, you need to come down here and just spend a few days and listen to some tracks. Because, I mean, you know, I ain't gonna know what you like until you hear it, and you hear it.
Oh,
and
I can
you sit there, hear it over these Yamahas that I got in here. These are studio Yamahas I got in here, 20 inches. And we get the rocket in here, had the police come knocking on the door. Because it's a lot of bass,
hey,
brother, a lot of bass.
I'm definitely down for that. I'm definitely down for that. Oh, shoot. Now you got me pumped up. Like, oh, shoot, okay.
For real. You come through and, you know, I got extra room. It'll be like a hotel because you got your own bathroom and everything else, own TV, everything, all in the room. So,
oh, see, that's
just
all,
let me know.
I will definitely know because that invitation will definitely be taken.
Yeah, it'd be good if you came in October when I had this house party. Because I had this house party, then, I mean, I lay out a big spread, so, brother, you lose your mind in there. You lose your mind between eating, and then you can perform, too, and probably get you some sales with some people in here that be at the party.
Oh, well, you ain't said nothing now. No, see, now
that,
I got a plan
that,
now.
I'm letting you know it's that weekend of Columbus Day. Columbus Day fall on that Monday, that weekend. So I try to do it on that weekend because most people don't work on Columbus Day, but I know some people do.
Right.
Yeah, but it's October 6th, I think, this year. It's Saturday, it's the 6th. So the party is on Saturday, and, you know, Columbus Day on that Monday. So I'm just trying to give people heads up so they can have – plan it out. That would be cool.
Okay.
Man, I ain't got nobody. See, I don't go out as much, so I ain't ran into too much talent around here in Dallas. I'm in Dallas now. I'm not in the ATL. I'm in Dallas.
Okay.
Texas. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I'm definitely going to make a trip.
Yeah. You come through. You and your wife, hey, whatever. Come through.
Yeah, because, you know, I told her, I said, I moved to Florida, and, you know, my hip-hop has picked up, but you know, it's like I said, it's just me and the wife, and I was like, you know, let's travel, let's see some places, you know, and
right.
You know,
right.
I like going to different places and perform, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it's nice in different areas in Florida, but you know, I've got an offer to come clear out to Vegas and, you know, and do a show. And
yeah, you got
to
do that. Yeah,
it's what you have to do if you want to, you know, expand yourself in this industry. Period. Whether it's music managing or you know, radio, even you got to expand. So, I'm one of those. I'm like, let me plan this out, and I will see you. That's me.
CT, you got any questions for Blackwell?
Well, there's a whole bunch of questions, but let's see. if I had one question, what advice would you give anyone trying to get into your field or your style of music in the industry?
The best advice I can give anybody, to be straight up honest, and how can I put it, straight from the gun, is to definitely get your education. Get your mm-hmm. education. If you got it, get a degree. If you got a degree, diploma, whatever, get that and learn the business. Anybody can get up there. I mean, this is 2018. Anybody can get on that stage and do their thing. And then what you see, some good, some bad. But the best thing to do is buckle down in the books and learn all about the business, because this business could be very shady. It could be very profitable. And you got to surround yourself around people. Like my dad always said, if you're going to be in this business, surround yourself about people or at the point where you want to be. Not that they trying to be where you're at, because you want to progress. So the best advice I could tell people, especially if you're a rapper or even a singer, as far as I go, learn all about the business. Learn how to, copyright your stuff. Learn about, music unions, management, what percentage they supposed to take from you, publishing. Learn all that, because it's a very cutthroat business. And I've had experiences where people's like, oh, I'll do your copyright for you. Oh, I'll do that contract for you. No, that's okay. Let me find out about that myself. I'm not paying you for something that I can get my own knowledge of and learn how to do it. So, like I said, the best advice to give any upcoming artists, young, even older, just learn the business. And you can anything from going to the library, going Googling it, because social media is the number one business right now in this industry. You can do everything on social media. So learn all about social media, learn contracts, the whole bit. I read every day. Every day I look on something from anywhere from Discmakers, the CD Baby, because that's where a lot of my music goes through. And I read about different things that people are doing or something happened to them because they didn't do this or that. It's always something new. So that's my best advice.
Here's a suggestion for you. I was at a music conference years ago, and nobody didn't know about SecondLife.com. People were asking the moderator about Second Life, and he didn't know. I got the mic, and there's about 500, 600 people. This is in a music conference in Atlanta. And I told them I was already on it. And you make your own avatar lookalike, try to lookalike as much as you can of yourself. And I hit the different clubs. And you could put as much information on your avatar as you want. So I put the information where they could go get my music. And folks, you're talking to folks from all over the world. Now, if you're on English, all their comments come back to you in English. If you're in France, you're talking French. And so forth. So you can communicate with everybody. I had people from South America checking out my music. From South America down to Brazil. I couldn't talk to them straight up, but in Second Life, I could talk to them straight up because they were talking back to me in English, whatever they typed. And I was at different clubs at Second Life. I was at a hip-hop club with my avatar, at the jazz club. I usually hang out at the jazz club. And you could dance with anybody like you really at a club, but it's with your avatar. I was at weddings, parties, invited to different performances with people's avatars. They were performing they was rapping, and what they do is they pipe their music in to Second Life, and it would play with your avatar. So I'm just telling you, check out Second Life as another way of advertisement for yourself. That way people can get to know you across the world. I did that for a while, too. Just a little little, you know, little something else you might not have known.
Yeah, I never heard. I got to check that out. That's cool.
Yeah, we were on there. Me and my nephew, Mr. Bugs, you know.
Okay.
Me and him, we were on there. He said his life, his real life, got caught up in Second Life. He had to get off.
Oh, wow.
He had no time for no Second Life.
Wow, that's something.
You ever heard of it, CT?
I think you mentioned this a while back. And
yeah, bro. Well, when I made that announcement at that music conference, dude said, I'm going to give everybody in here about 15, 20 minutes to network. And I'm telling you, I'm going over to where that brother at that know about Second Life first. Man, we had about, hey, CT, we didn't even have to walk around the auditorium. Everybody came to me and the guy from Texas that was hanging out with me during that weekend. And he was like, man, I'm glad I know you, dog. I'm giving out cards, CDs, networking. We didn't even have to walk around. I said, yeah, all because I knew about Second Life. Ain't that a trip?
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
The next song, So Curvilicious, is that the one with Brooke?
No, that one is actually with my boy D. Jones, which was kind of funny because I had that song written, but we had no hook at all. And I was like, I needed to come up with a hook. And he told me, he goes, well, he says, don't you like curvy, you know, plus size women? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, I'm going to send you something. And I'm thinking like, oh, my God, what's this going to be? And he sent that to me. And from there, I just went with it. It came out great.
Eyes on thick, let me see that. Let me see that girl. Booty super size, I can't believe that. No, I can't believe that girl. Body looks so delicious.
So delicious.
Yeah. That's why I call you Curvilicious.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Black whale.
Black Nation. Let me see that girl. Booty super size, I can't believe that.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I can't believe that girl.
Come on,
body looks so delicious.
So delicious, baby. So delicious, baby.
When I call you Curvilicious.
Curvilicious, baby. So Curvilicious, baby. Come on,
pass the level of juice. Curvilicious, so anxious, her body saying tasty, can't resist, good things and big packages,
yeah,
men become savages, she's all that, hair did, nails did, baby got back,
yeah.
Like a deck of cards stack, place your bets, her nickname's Violence, girl, she'll make you sweat, like the chicken hands ate and flip the bird, she's cautious, slippery when wet, dangerous curves, every word, shorty got me thinking, milk does your body good, how much you been drinking, baby's kicking to the thong underwear, turn my software right into hardware, that's it compares, cause shorty straight rules.
Yeah.
These hands thankful for two handfuls. M tonight, she's exactly what I wanna get into.
Come on,
into.
Let me see that. Let me see
it,
girl.
Baby.
Let me see it, baby.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I
can't believe that girl. Body looks so delicious.
So delicious, baby. So delicious, baby.
When I call you Curvilicious.
Curvilicious, baby. So Curvilicious, baby. Let's go.
A double take, watching every ounce.
Yeah, baby.
Naked with a candle, be my birthday cake.
Come on.
Tricks hate, cause you know side chick. Roses, candy, yeah, I do all that shit. Like a 9-to-5 with overtime perks.
Come on.
Let my hands roam like police search. Cats get their feelings hurt.
Uh-huh.
No doubt, undo those buttons and let the girls come
on.
Cause I'm going now, Rob, cause you a trip. Make 50 Shades of Grey look like a Disney flip.
Uh-huh.
Love how you flip to a new position. I like Star Trek, about to end a new dimension. So listen. I'm the dark chocolate. Real man,
real
melt in your mouth, baby girl, not in your hands. The game plan to make all your curves sweat. Like the Rubik's Cube, the more you play, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
Let me
see that.
Let me
see
it, baby.
Let me see it, baby.
Curvilicious, Black Whale in the house, like that track too. CT, what do you think about that song?
Wait, give me a moment. I got to get off the table over here because I was wiggling. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Wiggling. I had to, you know, the table over here is a mess.
Blackwell, give your information out, man, so people can hit you up and know what you're into next.
Okay. You can definitely find me on SoundCloud.com/BlackNation. That's BLAKK Nation. You can hit me on Twitter.com at Blackwell612. Facebook music page, Black Nation Music 1970. And you can hit me up on YouTube on Blackwell612. And coming up, I got actually on the 26th of April down here in Tampa at the Orpheum. I'm having a CD single release party for my upcoming single. And also on that day, I'll be releasing a brand new commercial with Mitsubishi. And hopefully I'll have a ride to go to the show. So far, a little other things that are in the making. And right now, concentrating on the next show and doing a couple more commercials and trying to ease my way into doing the, again, you know, be extras in a couple of movies, trying to work that in. But like I said, it's always a process. But definitely check out my music. Definitely check out the SoundCloud because I've had to update it. My brand new single is on there, Curvilicious, the Rock Them Curves remix. I've had good responses to all of them. And like I said, any new artists out there that looking for advice or just, you know, just need to know something about how to do this and that in the music industry, I'm always open to, you know, I may not know it, but I'll research and find it. So hit me up.
Thank you for coming on, Blackwell. Any last
words? No, thank you for having me.
No problem, bro. Any last words, CT?
Yeah, no. It's great to meet you. I'm still getting the table back together, man, you know, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Great to meet you too.
Hopefully one day we'll meet up.
Oh, definitely. You go see me in October.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. All right, big dog. Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Peace.
CT, thank you, sir, for coming through hosting the show, man. I really appreciate it.
It was a pleasure, man. You know, we got to do this more often. And as a matter of fact, we got to make room over there and on my station and do a couple of days a week.
Are you trying to do a couple of days a week? Hey, I'm down. You know me. I'll give me a number. I'll call in. Yeah. Hey, you know,
we got to get you got a pipeline straight in. Not calling, you know, pipeline straight.
Oh, okay. Just walk on in and take
just
a chair.
Walk on in. Yeah. Put a name on that.
We do a political show on Sundays in here for a half hour. Oh, yeah. And it's a phone call fist fight. That's what I call it, a phone call fist fight up in this piece.
Phone call fist fight. Oh, yeah.
I'm serious,
okay.
Bro. With two ladies and a guy, and the guy is off the chain, and the ladies is like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. You know, and here we go. And I'm the referee. Hey, hold up. And I bring about five or six subjects, and just when you think Trump ain't going to do nothing else, here we go. We got to talk about. I didn't think we was gonna have a show this week, but it got foolishness this week. It gets foolisher and foolisher every week. And I know that ain't a word, but you understand my meaning.
Yo, listen, it's better and better raw.
Gooder or gooder, it don't matter.
Gooder raw. Uh-huh.
But CT is good having you here, bro. I'm gonna suggest you be friends with these two artists that came through. I mean, you know, I have artists from all over the country come through, and it's crazy, man, it's crazy. So next week I got another girl in here, but I got another co-host. He's one of my radio brothers that I met on the jazz suites. He used to do the jazz suites. He does something else now, and he's a radio personality as well. That cat is bad, and he's been doing this thing for years. So I got a jazz artist for him that he need to meet. So we're going to connect next week. Got two more artists. And then cool. I got the fist fight, the call-in fist fight. That's what we should call it. But it's, I only call it only
on Actually, you
on
should call it. That's a good name.
yeah. Only on Sundays for 30 minutes. And that's what it is. Only Sundays, only 30 minutes. And we go 30 minutes under one of my beats. And I put the beat down for 30 minutes, and we talk under it and have a fist fight. Phone call fist fight, that is. Yeah. All right, this big dog. You take care.
Yes, sir.
And hey, I will record that thing for you. I got to listen to it again. I mean, like I said, when you sent it to me, I was like, I ain't heard this in a minute. So I don't know the words by heart. I know I ain't got the track no more. But let me see. Once I hear it, I'll be all right. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Because I'm remixing and trying to get this thing together now.
Unless you want me to do some new lyrics on it.
No. Do the ones you do those. Do those.
Okay.
You know. I mean, really have the problem is the beginning.
You know, I can change
it
around.
No. That's fine. That's good. Do that one.
Okay. Cool. I'll send it to you. Same way. I'll send it to you with the music on it, and then I'll send you with the vocal naked.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. That's all
right. Then CT. Thank you, Carl T. Smith.
Thank you, Taz. Tim Jeter.
And we out.
Taz Jeter.